Happy 4th of July, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, the men who signed the Declaration of Independence had very few illusions about what they were risking. How much of what they pledged did they actually lose? You know, they said, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And that is all part of the seed and the groundwork of this great American idea that should be cherished in the same manner, I believe, of sacredness, you know, for our country, especially when you consider how many millions of men and women have died for the sake of liberty. And, you know, to me, I think it's quite galling when there is a small minority, and I know that's almost redundant, but there truly is a minority of people who would want to destroy this great American idea. You know, our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, great-great-grandfathers who suffered death, who put it all on the line and defended this country from all that is deleterious, foreign and domestic. They have fought on behalf, and they gave us the baton of freedom to carry on to the next generation. Bruce Thatcher joins us now. He's the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. And I believe also being, you know, rather objective, you know, not to the point of egotism that we think that we're all perfected and we just know so much better. We know, God bless America, we know that it is because, as George Washington said, but for the hand of divine providence, Bruce Thatcher, America would not be where it's at.
I think that's right. I think that's certainly right. I was listening to you and Bill Federer read through part of the Declaration of Independence. I had two thoughts. One of them was, I can't remember the last time I heard any reading of the Declaration of Independence in any sort of public forum or referenced in any educational setting in this country. And that's a really big problem. The other thought I had was, as you were reading the grievances that led to the Declaration of Independence, I thought back, those grievances, this was almost a parroting of the grievances in the English Articles the Bill of English Bill of Rights in 1689, mm-hmm. And they listed the things that King George was doing in violation of his implied covenant with the people. And we've listed the patriots in 1776 were putting up with the same grievances, and they were listing them as a violation of their rights, so they enumerated them as our Declaration of Independence, which led not only to the Constitution and the independence, but also the passage of the first 10 amendments that are the Bill of Rights. It's just fascinating to look at how people put in power really don't like specific rights limiting their ability to do whatever they want.
Exactly. And the thing is, which captures my attention as well, Bruce, and you're probably going to get there, but is that so much of what we're dealing with today, 246 years later, it's the same. There's nothing new under the sun, Solomon said, right? I mean, you sit there and go, okay. I mean, you get these politicians, whether it's Newt Gingrich, and, you know, he had an idea, the contract with America. Kevin McCarthy is claiming some sort of semblance of the same thing. But, you know, all you have to do is look, and the reason that this is documented is because, like you said, it holds them accountable. And this is why they don't like the Constitution. They don't like the Declaration of Independence, because this is our power document for we the people, isn't it?
It is, and it is a fact that the people in power. It's just natural. It's just natural. If you have the power you like, you don't want things limiting your power. And they just naturally try to erode it. The English Bill of Rights has been mostly eroded through the parliamentary actions of Great Britain and the United Kingdom. you can see that that's gone on over the years as regarding our own Constitution and the Bill of Rights in the first 10 amendments of it. Mm-hmm. Over the years, it's been whittled down and whittled down and eroded down and eroded down by laws and actions without law to support them and by court decisions. But here we had a Supreme Court that in this last session just reported out a number of rulings that affirmed
yes
Bill of
exactly
Rights provisions. Bruce,
this is so huge that what the Supreme Court did in rectifying an injustice in doing this, and it's and the people don't know how to celebrate this, really in its totality, because they're just not educated, they're not knowledgeable to appreciate the gift and the courage that the Supreme Court did in the name of liberty.
No, they demonstrate against them. They threaten them. They do everything they can, and they even call for violence against Supreme Court members because the Supreme Court makes a ruling that somehow goes against something they personally believe they'd like to be doing or should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they don't reference back. They don't reference back to our own Bill of Rights and what they allow us to do, and they certainly don't reference back to the laws that support those rights. It's kind of the me generation. What I want to do. The court said no. The court's bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the lawless society that we've become, Bruce Thatcher, sadly.
Yes, it is. Yep.
How can they understand law when they're lawless?
Well, and why are they lawless? In large part, because they haven't been taught that there are rules to living a moral life. That there are laws and rules that have been put in place and enshrined in the Constitution that are designed to make living in America safer, more productive for all people. And they don't buy that. They don't, mm-hmm. they don't care about those kinds of things because they haven't been taught.
Exactly. And more importantly, Bruce, they've abandoned any idea of the laws of nature and nature's God. That is huge right there. That's fundamental. If you have no connection, understanding of nature's God, how do you understand, this popcorn stand and how it operates?
Yes, that's right.
Right?
Yes, that is right, and it's we need more and more of this as much as possible. Let's repeat these Bill of Rights, and then talk about the rights and why they were articulated the way they were. It goes back to the natural laws of God, preserving for His creatures safety and equality and rights to behave in ways that make for a more perfect world. It's not allowed to be taught in schools. It's not allowed to be discussed on the radio and television and in the media. You get canceled if
yes.
you communicate that way on social media.
Yeah, the thing that is confusing for this generation, Bruce Thatcher, is that instinctively, because God has embedded this idea, this sense of consciousness in us to know the difference between right and wrong. But when you have a counterculture that comes in, negates God, and you try to take a stand for it, it just becomes an emotional argument because you're not standing on the principles that are clearly enumerated, that God clearly laid out for us, because they've said God has no place here, right? So now you lose the argument, and along with it, you lose your precious life and the future of the next generation. That is the sad commentary and where America sits right now. But Bruce, I know your commitment and mine as well, and I'm right with you shoulder to shoulder to keep fighting the good fight. We've got more from Bruce after this. Stay with us. You know, when this day was being dreamed about, John Adams had wrote to his wife that it'll be a day to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, illuminations from one end of the continent to the other from this time forward forevermore. May it be so. Happy birthday, America. 4th of July, our 246th birthday. Bruce, what an amazing story, huh?
It's an incredible story. It's happy birthday, and let's do it every year, and let's celebrate it every year. But let's also, when we celebrate it, get behind the pomp and the fireworks. I've seen those almost every year for the last, I can't even remember how long, and I've already seen them this year. I mean, it's glorious. But I wonder how many people watching those fireworks see through them and see the thing behind them and why we're doing this. They're seeing a spectacle and they enjoy it, and that's right and good. But I'll tell you, this is the Constitution. Our Constitution is an amazing document. No Constitution has ever lasted so long and with so many tests. And may it ever be so. But the forces arrayed against it and the attacks against it and the insidious undermining of it through approach through our educational neglect is just very discouraging. We need to overcome that, and I think we
exactly.
The Supreme Court.
Well, Bruce Thatcher is the founder of History Speaks Today. He's an immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils, Make It Work, Adamant Aggressors as well. And Bruce, you know, the thought came to mind this morning as I was thinking about, you know, the illuminations especially, is why can't this generation look, as you say, the pictorial that's laid out in these illuminations, why can't they see the images of maybe their fathers from Vietnam, their fathers from the Korean War, their grandfathers from World War II, their great-grandfathers from World War I, you know, all the way back to the founding of this country, relations who were there to take us to the next generation, to cast the spirit of liberty and freedom and belief in God to the next generation, how it's continued. But as Ronald Reagan so appropriately said and reminded us that, you know, our liberty isn't something that is passed in the bloodstream of Americans. It is something that has to be handed off from one generation to the next. And hopefully in this relay race for liberty that the baton is not dropped. And I know that people have their doubts because of, you know, the challenges that this country has been faced with. But the fact of the matter is that we are Americans. We're not Americans. We're Americans, and we can make this happen. We've fought other wars, and we've fought against other, you know, intrusions into this great American dream and liberty and all that it stands for, that you have what, I think the pollsters say there's another 60 million people waiting outside of America that would love to partake in the freedoms. Even as confusing and as chaotic as it is right now, you've got over 60 million people who would like to come into this country. So that says something, doesn't it?
That says something that indeed does. It says, for instance, it says that the rest of the world, regardless of the political pronouncements, the rest of the world believes in the American ideal. They believe that this is the land of opportunity. They believe that here is where they can make a better life. And so they're waiting. And our own people, our own younger generations particularly, but our own people don't seem to believe that anymore. And I think that part of the reason for that is because so much of their upbringing in the last few generations has been abdicated to others. It's been abdicated to schools without supervision. It's been abdicated to churches. And sometimes that's not the best direction to go in specific cases. But more critically, it's been abdicated to governments and to social media. And
that don't like the American dream. Bottom line, they don't like the, right? I mean, you have a president of the United States this past week admitting that there's going to be this new liberal world order. What? I mean, this is the President of the United States basically refuting our U.S. Constitution and our Declaration of Independence on the eve of July the 4th.
That's right. And can that be an accident?
No.
It is. It's just astounding. We're used to hearing, on particularly on the eve of July 4th and on July 4th, and we will probably hear some of that this evening in the Capitol celebrations. We're used to hearing our leaders absolutely promote America on this day more than any other throughout the year. And so the spectacle of our presidents abdicating or shifting over and saying, we're for a world order, we're for a European Union that's worldwide, and we want to be part of that and let somebody else be making the rules that, by which we in America will have to live. And it's just astounding.
What about the preponderance of evidence and history here, Bruce? I mean, you as the history expert and historian that you are, how do you ignore the preponderance of evidence of the good of America? Yes, we're human beings. We make our mistakes. But when you put it on the scales, the preponderance of good of America and the American people outweighs and should just absolutely cancel with certitude these naysayers and the small minority group of people who have been given a bully pulpit, have been given place by the mainstream media and those naysayers that don't love America. I mean, it comes down to that. They don't love America. Maybe they're just trying to be too smart for their own good, whatever reasoning that they're trying to come up with. But look, we have enough evidence. We have enough history to refute this silliness, don't we?
We do have enough history to refute it, and we should be. I'll put even my generation partly to the test on this. We don't study history enough. We haven't studied history, and we don't learn from history. So there's a disconnect between whatever we know about history and what's going on today, because our attention span has grown so short that all we see is the events or the time or the time frame surrounding some specific want or need or event that's going on. We don't have the time. We don't take the time to say, where does that fit into a historical context? We just ignore it.
Right. And this is why we don't understand what the Supreme Court did for us. The gift they gave us in saying, here's your U.S. here's your Constitution, we're taking it and giving it back to the people, and the people are upset. It's like, wait a minute. But if you have no foundation to understand, then this is like, it's gobbledygook, right?
Almost every reaction I read or hear about Supreme Court actions as regards the Constitution this year are, I don't like it because it's wrong. And why is it wrong? Because I don't believe in what they did. I want them to, I want them to, what's right is what I want to have happen. And there's no appreciation whatsoever about the Constitution and its more overall umbrella-like protection for Americans.
Well, sadly, the American people have been groomed and conditioned for a one-size-fits-all, not a limited government as enumerated in the Constitution of the United States, limiting its power, because they knew, our founding fathers were well aware, the nature of man is such is they can't handle it. They can't handle power and control. And if you think not, for those of us who were born and raised in California, and some of us have left, some of us are still there in California, we know exactly what that means. And the rest of this country is beginning to understand more of what that means as you have the rise of the Uniparty and what the Democratic Party has been doing to we the people.
And I hear it from people that I talk to, from even from some members of my own family who will say, regarding any kind of situation is, well, the government should take care of that. Or the government says this, so it must be right. And you shake your head. You shake your head.
Yes.
You say, come on, folks, use your own mind.
Yeah.
But
well, this is what happens when critical thinking has left the building, Bruce Thatcher, and you as a teacher, a consummate teacher, it's frustrating because all you're trying to do is get people to exercise, you know, that important part of their brain to question authority, to question life. This is what makes everybody bigger and better, is when we ask these critical questions and we hold people to account. I mean, this is what we, the people, is all about. This is what the American dream is all about, right?
And this is what Independence Day is all about, in terms of its celebration of those very principles. I hope that we don't ever stop doing it.
Well, again, I would encourage our family of listeners, as you get around the barbecues, to, you know, check out the illuminations and the pomp and circumstance, all the great things that our second president of the United States envisioned for this great country of ours, that you'll pause for a moment and remember. Well, first of all, read the Constitution, read the Declaration of Independence as a group, and be blessed for it. And then remember all those, the millions before, that sacrificed it all, their treasure, their sacred honor, their very lives for the sake of liberty that we enjoy today. Bruce Thatcher, the founder of History Speaks Today, has been with us. Bruce, happy 4th of July, my friend. Take care.
And to you.